Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So third and goal for Chicago from the 6. Orton has a running lane. Orton inside the 5. Dives. Touchdown, Chicago. What a drive by Kyle Orton, and he caps it off with his second rushing touchdown of the season. Bad ankle and all.
All the coverage went to the trips formation off to the right. And as the linebackers tried to run underneath the play, there was simply nobody left for Kyle Orton. Looked like Joe Namath limping into the end zone there, but got it done.
Well, Olin stole all my glamour. I was ready to hit a big spike, and I don't get in there very often, and he came out and knocked the ball out of my hands.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score.
Wow! Sean Sears digging deep into the vault. That's Kyle Orton scoring a touchdown and then throwing Olin Krutz under the bus. I don't get to spike it much. And Olin came and knocked it out of my hands.
He spiked nothing. It was the best.
He spiked nothing. And that was NFL Network?
That was NFL Network's Thursday night call. Yep. I think it's Chris Collinsworth. I don't know who was play-by-play there.
That is the last time the Bears beat the Saints. 2008. They've lost 8 straight games. Caleb Williams tomorrow will be attempting to climb to the Pantheon now occupied by Kyle Orton. Neckbeard the pirate, mateys. Let's see what their chances are. Let's talk to Sean Hammond of the Chicago Tribune. Joining me on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Sean, thanks for joining me on the show, taking time out today. What are the Bears' chances of beating the Saints and why?
Yeah, thanks. First of all, thanks for having me. I really appreciate jumping on with you. You know, I like the Bears in this game, despite that history, the recent history against the Saints. It's crazy to hear that intro. I mean, I don't even know if I've thought of Kyle Orton and Caleb Williams in the same sentence before, but that's like just crazy. And so, yeah, obviously it's been a long time since they beat these guys. But the thing I look at with the Saints is the one thing that really jumps out to me is, you know, they've only turned the ball over 4 times, and yet somehow they're 1-5. And that's, I don't know if that's just bad luck. I don't know if that's just a bad team. I don't know what it is. The Bears defense has been taking the ball away at a pretty high level. And I know there's some luck involved in that, but I got to think that positive run for the Saints in terms of taking care of the football might run out on Sunday.
Well, I guess it's Sean Hammond of the Chicago Tribune. He writes about the Bears. He covers the Bears. Bears play the Saints tomorrow. They're trying to add to their winning streak, which is maybe not a sentence a lot of people thought would be uttered this year. And here they are presented with it. Now it's a short week. And you wrote about the run game and Ben Johnson's stick-to-itiveness. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people in the NFL who will tell you that the rule is every run play is a positive play because it punishes the defense. It gives your offensive line a chance to move forward and and you are still in control of the ball, all those things working for you. And Ben Johnson kind of lived by that. You wrote about the last drive. So describe the importance of the way that play calling was for the Bears, for Ben Johnson, and what it told you, Sean.
Yeah, I think that was really, to me, that was the second time I saw Ben Johnson lean on that run game in a big moment. Obviously, they get the turnover in Washington. It kind of falls in their lap, the rainy weather. They get a fumble. You got 3 minutes to go, and you got to get in field goal range. You know, it's not like rocket science that that's a good time to run the football, run out the clock. But they did it very successfully in a really key moment. And the other moment that I think of too is that Cowboys game in week 3 when they got a lead and they wanted to run off 8, 9, 10 minutes of game time, and they just lean on that running game. And even though it wasn't breaking off for 10 or 15 yards of run, but they're just, when you can grind a team down like that, it's pretty demoralizing. And to do it in a big moment like they did on Monday, I think was a really positive sign. I think DeAndre Swift, again, this not rocket science to look at his stat line and say he had his best game of the year, but I think you look at some of the underlying metrics too. It was easily his most efficient game. If you look at like next gen stats and some of those more advanced numbers, they ran the ball really well. That's obviously a really promising thing to see after they struggled the previous two games. And we'll see now if they can keep that going. They have some favorable matchups in terms of defenses that have struggled against the run.
I got a kick out of it. A couple weeks ago during the bye week, Ben Johnson met the media and talked about the need. The running game isn't where it needs to be. Our discipline isn't where it needs to be. We have to get better. And I'm thinking, if only they had somebody whose job it was to teach them and coach them to be better, to stop practice and make them better and run it. And then Ben Johnson looked in a mirror and figured out he was that guy. And the devotion to making the run game better, the offensive line, as well as DeAndre Swift, putting in positions to succeed. But the way the offensive line looked with Theo Benedet and Darnell Wright coming back despite playing one arm tied to his back, behind his back, It was really a quality performance, and the play calls were really good. This is, I guess the question is, what happened? And the second question is, why did it take so long?
Yeah, I mean, the number one thing I point to is you mentioned Theo Benedet and the change at left tackle. I think that's a really interesting timing, and we'll see if you know, it's hard to point to one thing and say that that's the reason why it changed. But I do think time is a big factor for this offensive line. I mean, really, especially with Benedet in the lineup now, you got 4 new starters other than Darnell Wright. And that doesn't just gel overnight. I think that takes a little bit of time. And I think that you're starting to see that sort of come around. I talked to Drew Dahlman, the center, and that's one of the things he said. You know, it's not talking before this big game against Washington, talking about why the run game was struggling. He said, it's not any one thing. We got to be a little bit better at everything. And that's going to continue to be the case. You know, these guys are going to keep working on it. I do think a lot of fans, you know, you think about Ben Johnson as your play caller, and you look at the trick plays, and you look at Amon-Ra St. Brown making big plays on third down, but he really does take a lot of pride in that run game. And obviously they built something really, really impressive in Detroit with those two running backs they had there. I don't know if they necessarily have the running backs that they want right now, you know, but in terms of just making it work with what you got, sometimes you got to do that, especially when you're in year one, you know, a new head coach coming in, you got to work with what you got. And I think that they have shown improvement so far.
My guest is Sean Hammond of the Chicago Tribune. He covers the Bears. We're talking Bears, Saints. They play tomorrow at Soldiers Field, my friends, and the Saints have beaten the Bears 8 straight times. Remarkable. 4 straight times at Soldiers Field. So Caleb Williams is going to try to join the Pantheon, the Hall of Fame that is peopled by Kyle Orton, the last Bears quarterback to beat the Saints. And what Caleb Williams has done, if he didn't have idiot coaching last year and an idiot defensive back, he'd be at 7 game-winning drives. out of 22 starts. As it is, 4 in 22 starts. And I was looking at what some of the all-time greats, like Brady at 46 and Manning at 43 and Big Ben at 41. And it's starting. And your travels around the locker room, both post-game, post-practice, talking about Caleb, the feeling of not just this guy's special, but this guy's special when you need someone to be special, either under control or to make a play. Share what you've learned and how this season has changed.
Well, I think from Caleb's perspective, this has been something that he's talked about since the day he arrived, is needing to perform in those key moments. And you're right. We saw that happen several times. You look at that Hail Mary game. That's the one that really stands out, of course. He led some drives that should have been game-winning drives, and the defense lets you down, or you know something crazy happens. A field goal gets blocked at the last second. And he's been able to do that consistently. And I think you're seeing that some of those are turning into wins this year. And obviously that's a good thing. And you look at you talk to some of the other guys around the locker room. I mean, just the mere fact that you have success in that area at that time, that's leading to confidence from all your teammates. You know, that belief that, you know, okay, we just got the ball back with 3 minutes. We got to go score some points. There's a belief that Caleb Williams and this offense is going to get it done. And that hasn't always been the case with the Bears. And it's taken, I think it just seeing them do it is a big part of that, because they've done it a few times now, and that confidence is only going to grow.
My guest is Sean Hammond. He covers the Bears for the Tribune. We're talking Bears Saints here. The other part that Ben Johnson looked in the mirror and figured out he was in charge of, even though Dennis Allen is a defensive coordinator, was the run defense against the best running team in the NFL. All of that is just too remarkable. It's like, why weren't you doing this earlier? And maybe TJ Edwards wasn't healthy earlier enough. Kyler Gordon wasn't healthy. And maybe they made some other changes. But that defense against a great running team helped the Bears, you know, get them get off the field, get more possessions, and certainly the Commanders turned it over on their own. So what changed, and what reasons do you have to believe it will continue, Sean?
Yeah, certainly the weather played a factor, the slippery ball. You talk about some of those turnovers. That obviously helps. But, you know, I think the return of Edwards and Gordon is certainly a factor in that. You don't really think of, like, the nickel corner so much as a run defender, but he has to be a run defender. Otherwise, an offense is going to take advantage of a guy who can't do it. And you know, TJ Edwards is one of your best defenders overall, and he's just all over the place. And so I do think that stuff matters. And at the same time, I mean, I think you're playing a guy like Jaden Daniels. He's really tough, of course. You know, he's running all over the place. I think they did a really good job of sort of containing. You look at his stats, sure, he still had 52 yards on the ground, but there wasn't like a whole lot of plays where you said, Jaden really, really hurt you, on this play or that play. I think you look at a lot of like what we're talking about with the O-line, like it does take some time for these guys to be playing together. It's good to see Andrew Billings having an impact against the run. He's a big dude in the middle there who's always going to be, when you're in these run situations, that's a guy you're going to lean on. It's good to see them have some success in that area.
I really like the idea that the Bears are playing a guy, quarterback, opposing quarterback named Spencer Rattler. I think that I just wanted to say that name. I think that was one of the all-time. It's one of the all-time great names. There's a sense of toughness about it. That's a movie character's name. That's a literary character's name, Spencer Rattler. Right? I love that name.
It is. It's fun. You know, it just Rattler just comes off the tongue fun.
Yeah. And then I brought up another guy. Vanderbilt has a basketball player named Chandler Bing, who is.
You know, I was just hearing about this morning.
And he's never seen Friends, and there's your athlete's bio. I love that whole idea.
Yes, Chandler Bing.
So
that's just wild.
Spencer Rattler is not. I I don't know if it's a make or break game. I don't know where the Saints are coming in. They're not as bad as 1-5 says, even though you are what your record says you are. They're a team that probably could have won. They're playing more closer games than a lot of teams. I don't know what to make of them, and the Bears on a short week. I don't think it'll be a trap game, but I've been surprised before. But what would be your concern, Sean Hammond of the Tribune, for the Bears missing something or overlooking the Saints? What would the Saints do to the Bears that you are concerned about pregame?
You know, the first thing that comes to mind for me isn't so much that. It's from the Bears' perspective. You know, you had this great game running the ball. You had a great fourth quarter drive to win the game. It's more so, I feel like the Bears letting themselves down is more what I would be concerned about. You know, I look at the Saints and I agree that you know, they've been in some close games. They're maybe better than that record indicates. And their quarterback's not turning the ball over like a crazy amount or anything. But nothing over there scares me when I look at the other side. And I think it's really more on the Bears having to just build off what they did on Monday night, you know, build off what you produced in the run game. If your offensive line is still playing at a high level, that's going to be great. But if we go back to these pre-snap penalties and all the things that get you behind the chains, you're going to be really frustrated if you're a Bears fan. And that's more what I'm concerned about. And I think Ben Johnson, you know, at least the early returns, it's only been five games, but it seems like he's able to get his team in the right mindset to keep moving forward and keep building forward. And so hopefully it's not one of those things where you're taking a couple steps backwards. I'm not saying I think that's going to happen, but I would that would be the bigger concern for me than anything the Saints are doing.
Or whatever the status of DeAndre Swift, when you talk running game, he's the running game, man. He was a huge reason they won that game, and they figured out how he could run best in that 15-yard run to set up Jake Moody. It was all so important and showed what a coach, knowing Swift's strengths, play to those, avoid the weaknesses. Mm-hmm. And now he's got a groin. He says he's going to play, and there's no reason to believe. But for how long and how well, I don't know that we know that. But if he goes down, let's say the groin acts up, where is it Menungai time all the time? Where's the Bears' run game if DeAndre Swift can't finish the game?
That's a great, great question, because you're right. I mean, they're really leaning heavily on one guy, and it's a slippery slope when you do that at the running back position. How many running backs go down? I mean, you kind of expect all running backs getting that level of work to go down with an injury at some point. I do think Swift's going to play. But you're right. We'll have to see exactly what shape he's in. And I think if Swift were to go down, I got to think it's going to be heavily Menungai. I mean, we've hardly seen Roschon Johnson at all this season, at least on offense. He's, you know, been playing special teams. But just Monday night against Washington, he got his first snaps at the running back spot with the offense. And, you know, that's one of those things. A new coach comes in, and obviously he's going to have different opinions than the old coach. And you know, he's going to like certain guys more than others. And Menungai's gotten the chances over Roschon. I would expect, I suppose, that it would be pretty heavily with Menungai in that scenario. But, you got to have more than one guy. And I think Roschon would get opportunities then, too.
And the other option would have been DJ Moore, but he's just gotten out of a hospital himself. So even that part of the gimmick is limited, and maybe Menungai can do it. I don't know. As long as they figured out what his strengths are, Ben Johnson figured out the way they should be blocking to make DeAndre Swift that much more dangerous. I'm going to give him credit for believing they can do it from Menungai, but the idea of DeAndre Swift on the second play of a game, second carry of the game, and his groin actually acts up, then I don't know. Or maybe it just becomes the Kyle show, the Caleb show. Hey, look, I get to pass. Let's play playground ball.
That's true, and you know, don't rule out him with his legs, too. And so they've done that in the red zone a few times. with design runs, and he can certainly, as a scrambler too, he can pick up a first down when you need to.
Sean, excellent stuff. Thank you for joining me today. I appreciate you taking the time. And so write good and put periods at the end of your sentences tomorrow, okay?
Definitely will do. Thank you so much for having me.
Always looking forward to it. Thanks, Sean. Sean Hammond of the Chicago Tribune talking Bears and Saints. Oh, my God. We came into this segment with Sean Sears found the highlight from the last victorious Bears quarterback over the Saints, Kyle Orton. And Olin didn't let him spike the ball. Just whacked it out of his hand when he was going to spike it after he scored a touchdown. And he was standing there with, oh, my, Olin. Speaking of Olin, I want everybody to listen to me now. Before Chicago takes on New Orleans, tune in tomorrow from 9 to noon for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully will get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. All of it can be heard tomorrow on The Score and the Odyssey app. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll hear from Jed Hoyer saying something that the Cubs don't know they should be embarrassed about, apparently, because he said it and there's been nothing after that. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckage. Oh, and stay tuned later. Golf tips for the Wake and Bake Club. Sure, that's what we do here. We're givers, not takers. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, I'm confident that we're going to have enough money to field a good team. I think that's the simplest thing I'll say, but as far as details, I don't know yet.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score.
Welcome in, welcome back. I'm sorry, Sean and I are laughing. We have a special birthday. We have some Bears greatest hits. It's a birthday today. We will get to it before the end of the show. We recommend that you stay tuned.
We're very excited for it.
So three home runs, 10 strikeouts in a playoff game. You know, not by two different people, by one man, Shohei Ohtani. Never been done before. Greatest game ever. Postseason, regular season, Nintendo ever. Any sport. And that's how the Doyers go back to the World Series. They destroy the Brewers, the team that pants the Cubs. And by the way, can I say to you people out there who are just taking great joy, well, the Brewers haven't won a game since the L flag thing. They had the L flag thing posing in that photo, the team photo on the round pitcher's mound, because they pantsed your Cubs. They beat your Cubs. The small market Brewers beat the small market Cubs. They played the Cubs game better than the Cubs, and they played the Brewers game better than the Cubs. So the Brewers getting by the Dodgers and all the schadenfreude going on, maybe sit this one out, Cub fans.
Yeah, I hear while the Dodgers try to ruin baseball, huh?
Yep, and we'll get to that. See, the Dodgers are the team you should be rooting for, Cub fans. That's who you should want to be. That's who you should want your owner to be. That's the organization you should want. They want to win the World Series every year. They expect to, and they do stuff about it. The Cubs say, oh, yeah, hey, winning the World Series, wouldn't that be great? You know, if it were somehow possible and could be worked out, and whoa, wouldn't that be fun? But they don't really prove enough. They don't prove they're serious enough about doing it. Kyle Tucker, yes. All right. And now the power. No, you're not going to do that. Get ready to trade Cody Bellinger for another Cody and a Cody to be named later and Buffalo Bill Cody. And where's the power arm? Where's that $30 million? Oh, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain and the man behind the Wrigley scoreboard. You don't do anything as big as that? Mike Soroka? Please, come on. So they do enough to get to Craig Counsell's 90 wins, make postseason. They get to play some kind of ball after the regular season. Any kind. That's all they want. Just something. Pet them on the head. See, you moving right along. Maybe they get lucky. Maybe they don't. They were exposed. They were exposed in a lot of ways. Power arms especially. Swing and miss stuff. Need a power arm, too, actually. Need big stick. In addition to Tucker, it wasn't like, okay, they'll let Tucker go. They're not going to resign him. It's Cody Bellinger. We'll bring him back. We liked him. That was a fun Cody. We're going to have a fun Cody, right? No, it's in addition to that. Nope. Sell more hot dogs. Sell beer in October. Jed Hoyer is Arturis Carnivorous. That's really what you're looking at. Now, I don't want to leave out White Sox fans as long as we're talking about what the Doyers are. The Doyers, formerly of Brooklyn, right? They're a franchise you should root for and want your franchise to be. Everybody should. Chairman Reinsdorf, also formerly of Brooklyn, doesn't play that game. And he doesn't play that game while he's laughing at his fans.
Look, we're not going to be any Ohtani race. I'll tell you that right now. I'll give you
multiple MVP. He just did something nobody else has ever done or will ever do. Three home runs in a pennant clinching game, along with six shutout innings and 10 strikeouts. But White Sox aren't going to be in that race, that derby. No, 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 no. Former score guy Herb Lawrence pointed out the Dodgers have won six playoff series in the last 2 years. While the White Sox, the one with the laughing owner right here.
We're not going to be in an Ohtani race. I'll tell you that right now. I'll give you.
Dodgers, six playoff series in 2 years. The White Sox have won five in the last 125 years.
David Eckstein.
But the Sox aren't why you called. Jed didn't sound like a guy who wanted to win the World Series or expected to or was planning to it. Wasn't going to throw money and assets at it. Didn't look like, sound like, come across like a guy who whose owner told him that was the case. They need two power arms. They need a stick in addition to keeping Tucker. Home runs, strikeouts, they cost money. They win. You can see Ohtani and the Dodgers for details. Cubs have shown zero appetite for playing in that sandbox, playing seriously. I sadly believe next season the Cubs won't sign Tucker. They'll add to the team with a bat, but not the bat on top of the bat that they need. They might replace Tucker's salary. They're not going to add to it. They're not going to play in the big boys game. I mean, it looks like, with stuff like that, it looks like Hoyer is playing whack-a-mole with Ricketts' inadequate roster budget. You want to know how embarrassing it got? This is what is leading up to. Jed Hoyer said this. Jed Hoyer said this about, when asked about the budget in his postseason press conference. What he had said was, I'm confident that we're going to have enough money to field a good team.
Yeah, I'm confident that we're going to have enough money to field a good team. I think that's the simplest thing I'll say, but as far as details, I don't know yet.
Does Jed know how embarrassing it is to say that? I mean, does Ricketts realize how embarrassing it is that his general managers just said that? But the fact that Jed had to tell Cub fans that he's confident there will be enough money, that's something that never needs to be said. Never needs to be considered. Not if you're a big market team, not if you're a serious team, not if you're a contender. I mean, the roster sells products. It should never be a question. The roster sells everything around there. The roster makes it, everything spins out of the roster and its greatness. But here's Hoyer telling fans he's confident his big market team and billionaire owner will give him a big enough allowance to make a good team. He didn't say World Series team. He didn't say division winning team. He didn't say a great team. Good team.
Yeah, I'm confident that we're going to have enough money to field a good team.
Do the Dodgers say that? No. Here's Dodger manager Dave Roberts. He'll tell you what the Dodgers say.
I'll tell you, before this season started, they said the Dodgers are ruining baseball. Let's get four more wins and really ruin baseball. Let's go.
Yeah. That's it. That's the attitude. If you're a Cub fan, don't you want that attitude? Don't you want your owner, your general manager, your director of baseball operations, your franchise to be that? And there's your manager saying, let's go really ruin baseball. No, that's not what the Cubs do. Jed also said, every year I want to build something that's consistent. So you know when you pay for your season tickets at the beginning of the year, when you're going to the game, you know you're going to see a really clean, good brand of baseball, and you're going to see a really competitive team. Sell season tickets and hope? Is that what happens? Is general managers are hope salesmen, not ticket salesmen. They sell you the hope of winning. They're hope salesmen. Jed's trying to talk you into season tickets, not knowing how much money's going to be spent on the guys you're going to see or which new guys you'll see. You can't say that. Dodgers don't have to say that. People know they're going to spend all the money. Jed's trying to talk you into buying season tickets, sounds like, because, hey, we're going to have enough money to make a good team. No, the Dodgers want to ruin baseball, and they're leaning into that. And Jed's trying to sell you season two. You think Andrew Friedman is pitching baseball's Glengarry, Glenn Ross in L.A. like that, or Brian Cashman in New York? It tells you, fans, we're Jed, Ricketts, the Cubs, compared to the best team out there, compared to the team they should emulate, Jed's trying to talk you into something.
Coffee's for closers only.
Jed's talking because he failed to build a roster that should be still playing. You expect that of a team like the Cubs in this market. They should still be playing, like the Dodgers, the Doyers. That's the team Cub fans should be rooting for. You should be rooting for your team to grow up and become the Doyers. Jed is a lousy hope salesman. Sorry, Cub fans. And that's all you got.
Just be cool. Just be cool. Everyone be cool.
Take a break. When we come back, we have, 847 texture. And the food at Wrigley sucks, too. 847 texture. And they have my money for unused playoff tickets. You know, John Greenberg wrote in The Athletic, in one of his postseason postmortems, and I didn't realize this, they raised food prices in the postseason. Hi, we're in the postseason. This is where we want to be. This is our sustained success. And you're going to pay more for that hot dog.
You want that closer? You want extra mustard? What do you want?
Yeah, you're not going to get either. You're not going to get that power arm or that power bat, but you're going to get a surcharge on that hot dog.
Condiments are behind you, okay? Wow. So are the napkins.
So many fans would happily pay, in Los Angeles, happily pay for the right to overpay for a Doyer dog. I think it's like 10 bucks. With queso and jalapenos, there is something called the Doyer dog. The whole thing with the Doyer started with Fernando in 1981, Fernando Mania, and the Doyers became a hit. And the Doyers are leaning into it. There is a concession item called the Doyer dog. Fans happily pay 10 bucks. It's not notable the way it was for John Greenberg in The Athletic to say, by the way, they raised the prices on this. Because they didn't know. Well, like they act like they haven't been there before. Oh, hey, let's seize this opportunity. We may never be back. All right. There you go. Good luck, Cub fans. I'm going to take a break when we come back. Wake and Bake Club meeting. And we have a birthday, a Bears birthday, and anniversary of some stuff. So we'll bring you some happy tape, some happy sounds, and golf advice from Wiz Khalifa, which is exactly why you came. I'm Steve Rosenblum. Wake and Bakers, wake up. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was staring except for me, Ditka Claus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
There's something important I was supposed to do today.
Dopest dope I've ever smoked. Hands down, dopest dope I've ever smoked.
Wake and Bake Club.
I love weed.
I smoke weed every second of every day.
Hey, I am your stoner.
Even Smokey the Bear is going, only you can. I knew this.
We're so high right now.
We're not low.
Open up the door, it's Dave.
Who?
Dave, D-A-V-E. Will you open up the door? Yeah, Dave.
Dave?
Right, man, Dave. Now, will you open up the door?
Dave's not here.
Oh.
Hey. Smoke weed every day.
I had the flu one time. Did a gummy bear. I was like breakfast at Bernie's, you know, the dead guy.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go to a party. And I went to the party, and they sat me in a chair, and people sat beside me, took pictures, and I'm sitting there like breakfast at Bernie's.
Smoke weed every day.
Indeed. Wake and Bake Club, calling it to attention. Thank you for, I mentioned it, an item involved Wiz Khalifa. And a texter, 773 texter, wrote, I set up the VIP weed room for Wiz Khalifa at the Hennessy Super Bowl party in Indy in 2012. Also did all the drinks. Well, I'm not sure how that was legal. I'm being serious. The VIP weed room, it's not like the champagne room in the back of a strip joint. No, but maybe it was, but champagne's legal? I don't know. I think I'd be more interested in.
Yeah, the logistics behind that would be interesting, huh?
Learning about it, yeah. Well, here's sports advice from Wiz Khalifa, noted sports advisor. He tweeted out, smoking weed helps you golf. Not getting couch locked, but smoking enough to figure it out and get the flow. Sean, have you ever golfed high?
I've never high. I have golfed before. I'm interested in trying it now. I feel like it would just go really bad. I feel like I'd get bored.
Isn't that why Frisbee golf was invented?
I'm serious. Yeah.
That's why Frisbee golf exists. I don't know anybody who sparks in the first tee box, but I don't play much golf these days. But I did have this discussion with a guy of the Wandering Warnock guy at my Trader Joe's who is a disc golf competitor. And he declared to be nowhere near Frisbee golf. Frisbee golf was for the Wake and Bake Club members. Disc golf is for serious enthusiasts. I did not know that they took it so personally. But yeah, the Wandering Warnock was telling me yes. Okay.
Wow.
Now
okay.
You know.
Now we know, man. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Take it serious if it's disc golf.
So here's another item before we get to birthday wishes here and a tape you have to hear. The year was 2007. We've gone back to 2008 with the Bears the last time they beat the Saints. And now this is 2007. The Warriors beat the Mavericks in the first round of the Western Conference playoffs. And former Warrior Matt Barnes had a story clinching that night. And he told it on the Club 520 podcast. Some background. Barnes has long been a marijuana advocate, and it's in the title of his podcast, All the Smoke. So that's what he did. He, you know, he'd play games when he was under the influence. That's what he did. So in 2007, playoff clinching night, quote, Stack, meaning Jerry Stackhouse, and Nelly, head coach Don Nelson, used to live in the same condo on the lake. And Stack was like in the middle, and Nelly had the whole penthouse. So we went to Stack's house and smoked first. Then we went up to Nelly's house to say hi before we were about to hit the streets. As soon as we walk in, hey, fellas, Woody Harrelson's in the back rolling doobies. Go smoke with him. This is Matt Barnes talking about walking into Don Nelson's place.
This is amazing.
His coach. Quote, we're like, what the bleep? What is he talking about? So we went to the back and smoked weed with Woody Harrelson at our coach's house, and then we hit the street. That's celebrating, mister. I don't know how that compares to setting up the VIP weed room for Wiz Khalifa at the 2012 Super Bowl, but there you go. Hey, guys. And you can imagine that's a legit quote. That would be what Don Nelson might say. Hey, fellas, Woody Harrelson's in the back room rolling doobies. He's one of the Doobie Brothers. All right. Take a break from the Wake and Bake Club. We wanted to bring you this because this is a special birthday today. Turning 86 years old is number 89. Mike Ditka, born on October 18th, 1939. And we were reminded of this. Did you say Rob Hart of our brother station, WBBM?
That's correct. Yeah, Rob Hart shared this on Twitter and reminded me of this.
Okay. So we thought we could sing happy birthday, but that's boring. We thought we'd bring you one of Mike Ditka's greatest hits when Ditka on the Score had a radio show, took callers, and one of the callers was Neil from Northlake.
Instead of getting mad at the way his team played, why did, during the press conference, why did it appear that Mike was holding back, trying not to cry like the baby that he is?
Well, Neil, I tell you what you are, I can't say on the air. But I tell you what, I'm 53 years old, and I my office is at 250 North Washington. Anytime you want to meet me there, you call me back on the air, you tell me what time and when, and I'll whip your ass.
That's it. The stuff of a legend. The Score became a legend because of Mike Ditka. That's all you need to know about the history of the Store. The seed was whoever we put on the air, and it all evolved and grew, and it was wonderful. You saw the personality. The fact that in 1992, the first year on the Score, Mike Ditka had a show, and he just exploded. He blew up, and the Score was, because the Score was paying him, it was one of the few things that he did publicly when everything was falling apart. And one of the things was the call, Neil from Northlake. Play that again, Sean, before we go. Everybody needs that. We need more to celebrate Mike Ditka's 86th birthday today, the call from Neil from Northlake.
Instead of getting mad at the way his team played, why did, during the press conference, why did it appear that Mike was holding back, trying not to cry like the baby that he is?
Well, Neil, I tell you what you are, I can't say on the air. But I tell you what, I'm 53 years old, and I my office is at 250 North Washington. Anytime you want to meet me there, you call me back on the air, you tell me what time and when, and I'll whip your ass.
Bang! Happy birthday, Mike Ditka. October 18, 1939, Aliquippa, PA. There's Mike Ditka and Neil from Northlake, and that helped put the Score on a map, make us a player. It's been legendary ever since. So I want to thank everybody who participated, listened, tolerated us, Wake and Bakers, Sean Sears. You sucked right from the start, even before we started. If nobody important listened, I'll be back next week. I'm Steve Rosenblum. Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
It wouldn't have been possible if we weren't here to be told how much we suck. So kudos to you guys for sucking as bad as we do.
Oh, yes. Wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.